Thank you for calling the late 14 VIP. This is Lakin. Did you request the fraud department?
Yes, I was calling to, I had talked to a girl. She sent me over here for a, for the fraud department.
Okay.
There was a purchase on my husband's account that was not authorized, and it was for leggings, and fortunately I don't use his account, so he doesn't know anything that he would have ordered off of there. So we were just needing just to cancel and
okay, what's the person?
First name would be either Larry or Deborah Leach.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
2731 Shipe Road, Mascot, Tennessee, 37806.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here. It looks like it's in your husband's name for a 2-for-24 promotion. It's just basically where you would go online and purchase leggings or whatever you would like on the account. And but you're saying that you know your husband signed up for this, correct?
No, we did not.
Okay. Have you contacted your bank or credit card? Or did you call us when you've seen the account?
I have called. I have got yet to call the bank.
Okay.
I was just trying to call and get this canceled because I was afraid they were going to take another $49 and some odd cents out of my account.
I know. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did go ahead and call in because, yeah, that's what they – I don't know what happened. These people get your information. They sign up for these auto ships.
Yeah.
And your money's coming out. You don't know why, where it's coming from. It's just horrible.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, what we'll do is just we'll go ahead and file fraud with our company. On weekend, file it as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation.
Uh-huh.
Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you or no one in your household place the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Yeah, because I don't recall ordering any leggings at all.
Okay, give me one second.
Is there any other anything else from there that you sell other than just leggings?
I mean, yeah, they if you go onto the website, yeah, they have leggings. I think they have dresses. They have men's clothes, kids' clothes. It's pretty, like I said, pretty much anything
yeah.
that you want to order. But mostly women order it, you know, the leggings or whatever. But I've never
yeah.
heard of any men ordering something like that. But
yeah. Okay.
I know.
Well, yeah, go ahead, and I'll get with my bank, and I'll get it from this end over here. I mean, I can report it to them.
Yeah, what we'll do is, we're just going to file it with us. You don't have to report it to them. What we'll do is we'll refund the charges on the account due to fraud. That's what the fraud investigation is for, so you don't have to do it with them.
Okay.
Right,
well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I have to put in this information here so you can get the refund.
Okay.
Just one second. Yeah, there's so much fraud going on now, too. It's ridiculous.
I'm telling you, it's just unreal.
It is.
We had went to Harris. It's been 2-3 years ago, and my husband. I don't know if they seen him. Enter his card number or what? I don't know. We had like $900 taken out of our account.
What?
Yes. I mean, it was, they said, well, there ain't no way. I said, well, I know that we didn't use no $900 at no Harris Casino. So,
oh, my Lord. The casino.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. We had to go through all this stuff to get fraud and all this stuff just to get them to take. And they wouldn't even refund all of it. They just only refunded just a portion of it.
But, see, that's what I hate about that. Yeah, they don't be liking to refund the money. And knowing you didn't do it.
And I don't know if my husband maybe just walked off and didn't complete the transaction or cancel it out. And they just went in and did whatever, you know. I don't
know.
You're
right.
You just have
Something
to be careful
had to
about
happen.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you do, because people are always lurking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Always out
There's
looking
professionals
out, to get
out
something.
There.
Oh, you be, Lord. If some people are so good at this until they don't even get caught, they can't even trace it back to them.
Oh, man, you get something.
I know. Like, I'm thinking if you're that smart, you know, why not put it to get, you know?
Yeah.
You could be making some. I know you're stealing.
No, my mother-in-law had went up to the. She's older, and she'd went up to the teller, and there was this guy that was standing up there talking to her while she was getting her transaction, and he just kept just looking at her and, you know, looking down, looking around, whatever. And I thought, he looks suspicious, so I had to go up there. And when I went up there, he walked off. So you know what he was fixing to do.
Oh, you already know. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, you have to watch. I have to watch her because she's like, she'll sit down there and just pull her stuff out and just, she's like 85 and she'll just pull her stuff out wherever she's at. It don't matter if it's at the casino or wherever. And just her credit cards and stuff, she'll lay them in the seat beside of her. And I'm like,
oh my God,
Mom,
no.
You can't do this.
So a no, please not in this day and time.
Well, I'm going look, to hear some more.
look, as soon as she had have got that, as soon as she had have got that money, he probably was going to snatch it and take off running.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they could have called him, I'm sure they would eventually, but I don't know.
You got that right. It's sad how people do that. Like, Seriously, it really is.
So dishonest, I'm telling you. I'd be scared to death to do something like that. You know what?
Me
I would
too.
Absolutely be scared to death. I'd be afraid. It's funny because I was in this is funny. I have to tell you this. We were in there, and I was looking around, you know, and everybody sitting around gambling going on. I thought, oh, Lord, we're going to go to hell short as the world. And next thing I know, the darn fire alarm went off at the casino, and I thought, oh, Lord, the place is on fire. Water, beef, we're setting on fire.
I know, time to get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't blame you, Lord. It is. It's a lot. It's too much. People are just doing too much. It's sad how they're doing.
Oh, wow. They're just taking over the world.
I know. Isn't that sad? who does that?
The people's just destroying our beautiful, you know, nation and just everything that it stands for, everything that it's been, and you know, it's just sad.
You're right.
They don't respect anything.
They don't care because they don't. Most people that are doing that, they don't have anything to respect.
Yeah, that's true.
You're right, so they don't care at all.
Oh, and I hate to see this generation take care of us, but you.
Lord Jesus. It will be awful. They wouldn't even know how to do anything like that. Lord, I'm wondering, like, oh, my Lord.
You got to live the hard times, you know what I mean? We grew up hard times, and there's a bunch of, in my family, there was like eight of us kids, and I mean, we learned respect, and we learned how to, you know, to appreciate what we have and what to give to other people, and these people nowadays don't even get that.
Oh, God, oh, my, anything trying to get something for them, they definitely ain't trying to help nobody.
Yeah, get something for nothing, it's all it is. Not everybody.
Sad. No, it's
not everybody.
Still a couple good people out there in the world, I think.
Yeah, there he is. I'd have to say there is. Well, do I need to do anything else, honey, or me and you through?
I'm getting everything notated. I'm gonna give you your cancellation number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lord.
I know.
I preach to my grandkids all the time. Every time they come over, I preach to them about getting along and about respect, about this. I bet they wish they wouldn't come over there. They must love
it.
Oh,
you know they do.
I'll go to Mamie's.
I don't know. But yeah, like I said, but you're telling them right, though. They'll, in the long run, they'll eventually see they should have listened if they don't.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready to write down the cancellation number?
Yes, I am, honey.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie. That's for cancellation. Your number is going to be 880-717.
Okay.
So that's the cancellation number. I would say give the refunds about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Check with your bank. If you don't see it, if they're saying it's not there, then call us back at this number.
I will do it.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. You have a wonderful night.
All right, you too. Thank you for calling Elite 14 VIP. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.